Sure, why not?
According to Tosus, Rashi is the same Gemara they're quoting. It's just Rashi learned it's talking about dust, and Tosus, now that we show him, learned it's talking about wet. So again, the same Gemara is that if you would wear this garment with a bit of wet, which is on in the garment, you would wear it on the street. It doesn't bother you, then to shake it off before you go in the street is mutter. If it bothers you, you wouldn't wear it normally in this way. It bothers you. It's too wet for you to wear, and you want to shake it off. That would be a problem of matbid, and you mustn't do that. So we just finished off last time. We're speaking about snow. You watch someone gets snow on his beged. So the chayit depends. If the snow, that's what Aruch HaShabbos says over here, if the snow has started to melt, he says over here, mutter l'nai shelig sha'adayin lo nimes, if to shake off snow, which has not yet melted, it means it's just come onto the beged. It has not actually got absorbed into the fibres. It's mamish on the top surface. That's not the shayla at all. The whole shayla of Tosus, when it gets absorbed in, when it starts settling into, that means it's been on for a bit of time, it started melting, and now it's gone into the fibres, that's when the shayla is. If it's just lying on top, or who had been, someone's got a plastic coat, and there's no shayla whatsoever, a person can shake it and get rid of the snow. Once the snow has started settling into the fibres, then you've got more of an issue. That's what we said, yeah? And who are then, if a lot of water has gone into the beged, then there's no head to shake it at all. That's ostentatious as well. That's more or less what we said last time, yeah? That's what comes out. So the Maaser, that's what comes out between these two shitters. Okay, let's move on to today's topic. Very interesting topic over here, this one. That is the issa of folding begodim. Kippel begodim. This comes in Oka Shabbos. Perry, give us an iron test. See the iron test. So he brings that over here. It's actually, my host is showing you why can you not fold a beggar on Shabbos. I mean, what we're talking about, the moshel, let's say a talis. A person's got a talis, so a natural talis, I mean, the way we have it, has got its own fold. I mean, it's made that when you finish using it, you fold it up into its folds. Can you do that on Shabbos? Why not? You can't. Why not? What's the problem? Oh, it's an interesting question. What the issue is actually. So the maisa here. Shin Beis Siv Gimel, the Machaber says, Shin Beis Siv Gimel. I'm going to miss out a whole bit because the Machaber is talking about one case. The Machaber says a certain case where you can fold it, we can't talk about this soon. If you haven't got all those conditions, you need to fold it. In Lav, also you mustn't fold out the beggar. Why must you not fold it? So here he brings down the reason that many people bring down is like you say, it's a tikkun mone. It's improving the beggar. Why? It's to keep a beggar with his nice folds. If you keep a beggar with its folds, that makes the beggar look respectable. It means you've got a talus, the moshel, and it loses its fold, it's not so good, it's crumbly, it's not so nice. It's a tikkun of the mone, it's nice, the moshel. People often when they go to bed, they take their trousers off, they put the trousers in their crease. Why? Because if you don't, it loses its crease, the beggar doesn't look so nice. So you're improving the beggar. Many of you learn that the issue over here is like...
You're stopping it from becoming crumpled.
Yeah, but that's called a tikkun. Yeah, that's interesting.
You're not making the trousers better. They're not better the next morning.
Yeah, but you're keeping...
Yeah. That they should get crumpled.
Yeah, let's find out exactly the loshen over here. He says it's a bit more... I read that boy's loshen is Aruch HaShabbos. He says... It's an interesting point.
It's not crumpled.
I read that loshen. You're quite right. It's an interesting point. Also, the kal begodim b'shabbos. A person must fold up begodim b'shabbos. But tam mishum shakipul mispashik es hakamotim. It straightens out the folds. So often in a beged, if you don't fold it up, it will get creased. By you keeping its creases, it stops the other folds coming along. So that's called, he says, a tikkun mone. Very interesting. Harry Zekim is talking. Actually, I think others are showing him learn. That's why I brought it over here. Others, as far as I remember, say that it's an istum melabim. It's a chilek of melabim. Rambam in Shabbos, Perachabes Kosu, he writes it with a shvusim of melabim. It comes together with the cleaning process. It's the gezeira that if we allow a person to fold up his begodim, he thinks that cleaning and all these things are mutter, so it's very likely he might come and do melabim. So the Rambam learns it's a gezeira als melabim. The Maaser, the way we bring it down over here, the Shulchan Aruch seems to bring it down, that the issa is based on the fact that it's an issa tikkun mone. You're improving the beged, you're keeping it straight as it is, and therefore one should not put a beged in its folds.
If you take a pair of trousers and you fold all the top pair and then you put it over the hanger,
Yeah, but you're making it go into its fold.
That's considered folding into that. Yeah. If I just, Friday night, throw over a chair, right, it's going to stay in the fold, but not, you're not holding up properly in the fold. You just put it in the fold, you're just putting up this pair over your chair.
And it goes into the fold by itself?
It stays in its fold.
Where do you buy your trousers from? You've got a very good pair of trousers.
Just come through it.
How's that work?
No, I mean, it's
not throwing.
It's a position that
you put it down. It
shall fold into the fold.
It folds, stays, goes. If it's true, if you've got such a beggar that you take off and you put it off and it just goes naturally into its folds, if there's such a beggar like that, the miser, then the phone. Unless you hold it. What? Yeah, it should be alright. I just don't know how you can guess. You would see it, isn't it? I wonder how. And you say just goes into a natural fold.
Yeah, I heard that's okay.
Yeah, it should be alright. I just don't know how to see it, but I have to find it. Where are you going to get it? You take the trousers off, you don't hold it in its fold, you just put it on the chair.
Depends how you
hold it. I hear, in its fold, it should be okay. If it goes naturally in its fold, you're not doing anything, it goes naturally in its fold, it should be okay. The chayr should be alright. If it's right, here. Right, then let me carry on over here, yeah? There were certain times that Chazal allowed folding a beggar. So Chazal make a number of conditions over here which are quite impossible to have, that's the truth. But I might as well mention it, because it can be, it could be possible, but it's very, very uncommon. So he says, the conditions are, in order to make it mutter to do, first of all, the beggar is white. It's a white beggar. A white beggar, because there, apparently, on a dark garment, the creases are much better. It makes it much more shiny, makes much better an improvement to the beggar than on a dark garment. So first of all, the beggar is white. Number two, it's new, not yet been washed. Three, it's folded by one person. And four, he folds it in the air, but not on the table. Can anyone think of an example of this? I was thinking of two examples. You need four conditions. Let me read them out to you again. The four conditions are, the beggar is white. 1 minute, coming. It's new, it's not yet been washed. I hope yourself has been washed already. It's folded by one person and not two. He folds it in the air. That means he holds it like this. Doesn't put the table. You can do something. Let's say this is your talisman big. So what you can do is you fold it like this, put it on the table and fold it. That you mustn't do. If you do it in the air, you fold it like this, that's better. That's not, it looks like the folds are not so good there, and therefore that's better. So that's condition, another condition. And the other one was, not with it, and he needs the beggar for that day as well. Can anyone tell you where that could be in a gear? A tablecloth, what are you taking off for?
As long
as you've got a brand new talis on your kippur night. Brand new talis, new kippur night, he takes it off, and he wants to wear it on Yom Kippur morning. So, what you've got all the conditions there, it's new, it's white, it's new, not been washed, we fold it by one person, and he folds in the air, not with a table and chair, you got it. That you can do. Not very common. Yeah? And your white talis, yeah? I'm not sure there's black stripes there, whether that makes it. It could be, I'm not sure. No, otherwise, it's not very common. This scenario over here is not a very common scenario where you're going to be having this happen. So generally speaking, folding up the begodim on Shabbos is a problem. So that applies to everything, yeah? Someone's got a tablecloth, for example. So you have to know why he's folding up. The mice, the first of all, it's only mutter to serve Shabbos. Obviously, that's poshur. If someone folds something up, someone takes his tablecloth off on Shabbos, he wants to put a new one on. And he's got a bigger table, he wants to extend the table. This tablecloth is too short. He takes this tablecloth out, and he folds it up, and he puts it away. Besides the issue of folding, what other issues has he done? He mustn't do it. Besides the issue of folding, I said, what else have we done wrong? First of all, most tablecloths will be washed before anyway, so the mice, you don't have a hetter with a normal tablecloth. But the other problem is you're doing achon on the mice. You can't prepare it for another time. You have to use it on that day only. So you've got no hetter to do that. To fold anything on Shabbos, which you're not going to use on Shabbos, is another problem of achon as well.
If he packs it away, that's called achon?
Packs it away.
I mean, when he's folding it, the one he doesn't want to use, and he folds it and packs it away.
Why not? He's folding it, put it away for next week, so that next week should be nice and clean, nice and greased. So that's a
chomer. Oh, I mean the guy with the fold, but if he's not doing
that. No, it's putting away stuff is not wrong, but folding and everything is folding for that reason. That should be no good. Okay, that's the thing over here. The Machaber does carry on, though, very interesting. The Machaber says, Yesh mi sha'oimah, this is the Meridic Ahead of this over here, Yesh mi sha'oimah, says the Machaber, the lekaploi shaloi kaseidik kipur arishin, to fold it not in its original folds that were there. Mutar b'cholin. That's a large woman. That means, according to this, practically speaking, what comes out? Someone's got a talis. He finishes Shabbos morning, takes his talis off. He takes his talis off and he decides to fold it. He's not mapping to fold it in the folds that are already there. Not in the creases that are already there. He just folds it up, puts it back in his talis bag. That's okay. Okay, that's no problem at all. He's not folding it in the original creases. That is a heta. So who have done anything one folds up? Someone's got a table, he wants to take off and he folds up. He's not mapping to do it in the creases that were there to start with. He does it maybe in the opposite direction. That's the chayyus also good. Or he's just poshered, not caring where he does the crease. He just folds it up, put it in that situation. That is not a problem. However, Venirim Devorah, the Machaber carries on, that opinion seems to be right. The problem is, he brings over here, chayn sos machum nadina. This is what they're going to take on. However, the Mishnah says, mikol mokum, misha roitz lahachman atzmo, shle a couple klal, by the olive. Looks like from the Mishnah Berurah brings down, that not to fold it at all is even better. I got a bit worried about this actually. Wow, someone's finished his talis on Shabbos morning. What does that mean? You can't fold your talis at all and put it away. You have to scrunch it. I'm squashing it in a box. It's a bit strange. Yeah. No? Very, very strange. So I look at Erech HaShabbos. Erech HaShabbos is very interesting what he says over here, Erech HaShabbos. Erech HaShabbos brings his head over here. Mutter the couple beggar shlik, said he put a rishon. The person has to fold up his beggar, not in the original folds. This heter works even though you're not using it on Shabbos, yeah? It's just a practical thing, you're doing it. You're just doing it to put it away. It's more convenient. You're not doing it for achonah. You can do it once. Once it was the heter to do it, okay, you have to undo it. You can leave it as well. I think you can ask the burden, but I think you ruin your creases though. That's the problem. You know, you get a double crease in your talus, you won't be so good. But the mice, I think you have to undo it. Oh, Moshe is the problem. You can't fold things in Shabbos. You're not supposed to fold things in Shabbos. Because it might be a tikkun moneh, it might be a melabin. Says the Earth of Shabbos, very interesting what he says over here at the bottom. He says over here, Megan's Nomad Shek, so Misha Rikla, when Asmisha, the Kabbalah Club, Bada Odin, he brings Losh and Mishabura, that if someone doesn't fold anything at all, that's Zicha better. Says the Earth of Shabbos, Venera, Shem Kova Selkatan Zer Zer, Shloba Oif Muduya Klau. The person folds it, he's not careful at all how he folds it. How is there mutter after that's a machna shekel? But even according to the machmirin, it's mutter. That means lechera, the machmirin on machmir, not to fold it in the opposite folds. So that way, you've got a nice talis. The mice is sitting in the creases, but it's done backwards. So you could have said that's allowed. And now he brings yesh machmirin. If a person folds it, he's not careful at all how he folds it. That means he's not mapping at all of any of the creases how it is. He just wants to fold it purely as it is, and that lechera seems to be mutter to do. Yeah, so that's the chayah the master shekel is learning, and that's how the Orech HaShabbos is learning the master shekel. But the master shekel is machmeh, but he's learning the master shekel is only machmeh in the case of where you've got it in some fold. If you're not, I read out his lashon again. Renevishim kovus chelki atad is zeh al zeh shaloi boit mudui klal. He's not careful at all how he does it. How is there mutter avodah zeh master shekel? That's mutter according to everyone, and therefore what we do, I think most people what they do is after finish davening, they just fold their ties, they're not careful at all how it goes. You must be careful, Rabbi. People do this. I mean, I was once giving a shiur to someone, it's interesting. Someone told me once I should, in a shiur, mention about someone who's doing something wrong in Hilchos Shabbos. The Gabi, nice and interesting to mention, just that it was about a thing he had the oven set on Shabbos morning, and he put cold food in on Shabbos morning. Dry, but he took it out of the fridge, and he put it into the oven on Shabbos morning. So he said that he's been to this person's house a few times. And he's trying to tell him in a very polite way that the man says you shouldn't do some Shabbos. But he always says it's always better, the hot place is always better. He said to me, if it's possible, and I give a shiur, can I mention it that you shouldn't be doing this on Shabbos? So I thought I'd better do this. The thing is, you can't just mention one thing. If you're giving a shiur and you want to tell someone off, you have to go room by room.
You just mentioned one thing.
Well, I haven't finished yet. Yeah, so he said, what do you do? I have to remember a few things. I can't remember all the things I brought in, but one of the things I brought in is that people don't know about folding talisim. People think that after davening, you know, you can fold the talis. People make a mistake, they don't know. They probably don't know you fold the talis. Some people put things in an oven. They don't realize on Shabbos morning. Anyway, I see people look at each other in the shiur there. There wasn't a big shiur, don't worry. There weren't many people there. People looking at each other there. And I could see there was a bit of things that you can't fold. Someone said to me there, very innocently, you can't fold a talis on Shabbos? In its original folds. I said, I'll speak to you afterwards if you want. Anyway, the mice, people don't realize this. It's a thing which not everyone's aware of. That's true. People think that the ma'aseh is not such a problem. The chayra and pishulchan aruch, to put it in its original folds, to keep something in its original folds, is not allowed to be done. It's an issa either of makom patish or an issa of melabin. I've got some good news for you. Just finished off the story. I must tell you, this person told me they went a few weeks later, this person, and he, I didn't say about Talis, and he does not use the oven on Shabbos anymore. You hear? So if I don't share my phone with the Talis out now this week, I'll be very happy. Right, very good. Interesting thing. You can never know. So that's number one, yeah? So that's the folding out Talis, that is a problem. What happens like this? Now, I'm asking, so someone goes out in the street, he puts his tie on, he's just been to the shul over here, he thinks, oh, you can belt. I can't put my collar down. That's also folding. I'm putting it back in his fold. So that is mutter. That's not called. You're not doing anything to benefit the beggar. You're just posh it. You're doing it. That's how the beggar looks. It's not that you're improving the beggar. That is how the beggar looks. That's the natural state of the beggar. Is its fold. That's mutter. Who had in someone's hat, for example. He was left on the table or something on the chair. And he comes back. One of his students was playing with a hat. And they pushed it out. They pushed all the dents out. Knocked all the dents out of the mitre. So it looks like one of these hats like this. So to push it back in again, put it back in, that's not a problem. Because that's its natural way. You're putting it back to its natural status. That's not a problem. If, however, a person goes out in the rain on Shabbos and his hat gets drenched and he loses now, the actual crease has gone because it's so saturated with water, then that's much worse. To now redent it and reshape it, that could be an issue now of much worse. That's mummy's making like a crease. I mean, up to now when it was dry and it was just pushed out, that's nothing. That's not making a new crease. The crease is there. You're just putting it back to its natural place.
What?
When it's wet.
It's no. It's dry. You put it back into the dent because that's its natural crease.
Not his natural crease, it's more than his natural crease. You're not improving a beggar. It's not called improving a beggar.
No.
You improve the garment. Like we said before, if you haven't got the crease there, the rest of the beggar gets
the crease.
Yeah. But if you leave it as it is, you'll get some more crease in your beggars. That you don't want. The beggar which has got other crease in ruins the beggar. Hat, which is out of shape, it's not ruining the original crease. The crease is still there. That's not called ruining. That's really better. Let's just make a quick sequel of what we said. Therefore, the hat is okay. I say, if the hat gets wet, that could be more problematic. But let's make a quick sequel. So we spoke about over here the issa of folding begodim on Shabbos. So the Maaseh, the Machabah says, it's also fold begodim, unless you've got all these conditions, which we said are very, very rare. One is it's white, the beggar is white, it's new, it's not yet been washed, it's folded by one person and not two, and he folds in the air without the aid of a table and chair, and he needs it for Shabbos. So we said the only practical example we could think about, L'chaira, is a person who's got a new talis for Yom Kippur. He's never got it, he's never worn it before. He wears it on called Nidre, and now he takes it off, he wants to put a new one on, he wants to fold it up in its original folds. That is Mutabek Adin. Who Adin it could be is someone's got a brand new talis this Friday night, and they ask him, a special honor, can he be the chazan? Oh, he thinks, I'm going to put my new talis on. Put the talis on, he's the chazan. He got the same thing. If that's Shabbos morning, he's going to need that again for Shabbos. That would also be a heker tipsa l'chayav, where he'd be allowed to fold his talis up on Shabbos itself. Yeah? Because there he needs it. He's got all the conditions. Again, he must keep all the conditions. He must fold it without the aid of someone else. He mustn't do it on the table, etc., etc. Then we spoke about another chiddush, that if you fold it not in its original folds, that means, you fold it not in its original folds. I mean, you do it backwards, let's say. Then, l'chayra, there's no problem. However, the Mishnah Berurah is down, yesh machmirin, even in that case. On that, we said for the Master of Shabbos, says that yesh machmirin is only when you do it in the opposite folds. If you're not careful at all how you fold it, I mean, you just fold it without looking where you're folding it, ilu, you're not mapping at all in the folds, then that's mutter kun to everyone to do on Shabbos. And then we spoke about a hat which goes out of position, or a collar which is out of position, to fold that on Shabbos is not a problem. Have a nice day.